Fidel and Rubenstein were fated to clash because they both thought that they had fathered the iPod. As Rubenstein saw it, he had been given the mission by Jobs months earlier, found the Toshiba disk drive, and figured out the screen, battery, and other key elements. He had then brought in Fidel to put it together. He and others who resented Fidel's visibility began to refer to him as Tony Baloney. But from Fidel's perspective, before he came to Apple, he had already come up with plans for a great MP3 player, and he had been shopping it around to other companies before he had agreed to come to Apple. The issue of who deserved the most credit for the iPod, or who should get the title Podfather, would be fought over the years in interviews, articles, web pages, and even Wikipedia entries. But for the next few months, they were too busy to bicker. Jobs wanted the iPod out by Christmas, and this meant having it ready to unveil in October. They looked around for other companies that were designing MP3 players that could serve as the foundation for Apple's work and settled on a small company named Portal Player. Fidel told the team there, "This is the project that's going to remold Apple, and 10 years from now, it's going to be a music business, not a computer business." He convinced them to sign an exclusive deal, and his group began to modify Portal Player's deficiencies, such as its complex interfaces, short battery life, and inability to make a playlist longer than 10 songs.